Welcome in. Today we're rebuilding a classic jungle-style arpeggio riff, then pushing it into that VHS rave zone, a little detuned, a little noisy, a little saturated, and always moving. Think early jungle and ragga intros with rave attitude, but like it's been recorded to worn tape and played back through a glowing CRT. This is beginner-friendly, all stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and the goal is something you can actually arrange, a 16-bar ARP hook that sits on top of a 174 BPM drum and bass groove without fighting the break or the bass. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a MIDI track and name it Jungle ARP. If you've got a simple drum loop already, drop it in and let it run. That's important. Don't build the sound in a vacuum. Jungle is all about how the musical bits bounce around the drums. Now on the Jungle ARP track, load Waveeatable. And do yourself a favor, initialize the preset so we're starting clean. In Waveeatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Oscillator 2 can be square or another saw, but keep it lower in level than OSC 1. We're not making a huge super saw here. We want bright and plucky, not smeared. Turn on unison, somewhere around 2 to 4 voices, and then a low detune. If detune is too strong, it stops sounding like tape and time and starts sounding like out-of-tune synth. So think subtle, just enough to give width and life. Now go to the filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Set the cutoff somewhere around 4 to 7 kHz to start, with a small amount of resonance. Not whistle Y, just a little edge so the ARP reads in the mix. Next, shape it like a pluck. In the amp envelope, attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. The idea is, it hits, it speaks, it gets out of the way. If you want it more old rave instead of clean digital, you can use analog instead of Waveeatable with saw plus square and a similar low pass setup. But Waveeatable is totally perfect for this lesson. Now we need the notes, and you do not need music theory for this. We're going to use a very jungle-friendly key, F minor. Your home chord notes are F, Ab, and C. That's the F minor triad. For a second chord option later, you can use Eb major, Eb, G, BB, or DB major, DB, F, Ab. But for now, we're starting with the home notes, F, Ab, C. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on Jungle ARP and loop it. Set your grid to 16th notes, and program a simple repeating pattern using those chord tones, F, Ab, C, Ab, and repeat it across the bar. So you're basically doing F ab C ab, then F ab C ab, then again and again, until the bar is full of 16th notes. Press play with the drums. Even if the notes are simple, you should already feel that rave lift, because 16THS at 174 just naturally create momentum. Now, groove. Jungle bounce is rarely perfectly straight. Go to the groove pool and grab something like swing 16-65. Apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%. If you push it too hard, it can start tripping over your break, so start gentle. Next, do velocity. This is a big one. Flat velocity equals flat energy. Accents are what make it feel like a human is playing a riff, not like a printer is firing notes. Make the first note of the bar louder, and the note on the halfway point of the bar louder too. So think step 1 and step 9 as your main accents. Then pull some of the in-between notes down slightly. Quick teacher trick here, if your ARP still feels static, don't reach for reverb first. Fix it at the source. Shorten every other note just a little, especially the ab notes. That tiny long short feel adds breathing room and makes the rhythm talk. Now before we go crazy with effects, let's do range hygiene. This is one of the main reasons beginner mixes fall apart. The ARP is stealing space from the bass and snare. Put EQ8 first in the chain before anything else. High pass it around 180 to 300 Hz. If you've got a huge sub bass, go higher. Then low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to help sell that old sampler, old tape illusion. And if your snare starts feeling masked, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz by a couple dB with a medium Q. Not too surgical, just make room. Now we build the VHS Rave color chain. After EQ8, an auto filter. Set it to low pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere like 3 to 6 kHz, resonance around 10 to 20%. Now turn on the LFO in auto filter. Sync it, and set the rate to a half note or even 1 bar. Keep the amount subtle, like 5 to 15%. This is the ARP breathing. It's musical movement, not a wobble bass. You want it to feel alive without announcing, "Hello, I'm an LFO." Next device, saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so when you bypass it, the volume doesn't dramatically jump. We want tone, not just loud. Now add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Keep the rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Depth moderate, and mix around 10 to 25%. The goal is VHS width, not transwash. If your ARP starts disappearing or getting cloudy, pull the mix back. Next, echo for that da brave trail. Set time to 1/8 note, or try 3/16 for a more youngly bounce. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Add just a touch of modulation. Inside echo, roll off some high ends so the repeats sound older than the dry signal. Dry slash wet. Keep it modest, like 8 to 18%. The repeats should feel like atmosphere behind the riff, not a second riff fighting the first one. Then reverb. Keep it room-ish. Size small to medium. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high cut around 4 to 7 kHz. Dry slash wet around 6 to 12%. Jungle rule. Tight space. Your drums need room to punch. Now, a coaching note. Use one hero modulation at a time. If you're doing heavy filter movement, plus heady chorus, plus pitch drift, plus wobbly echo modulation, it turns into soup. Pick the main motion. For this lesson, I choose either the filter LFO or the pitch drift, and keep everything else subtle. Let's add the actual tape wobble pitch drift, but carefully. In Live 12, use an LFO modulator and map it to Wave Eatable's fine tune, not coarse pitch. Use a sine wave, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and the amount tiny. Like, tiny enough that if you mute everything but the ARP you barely notice it, but when the drums come back it suddenly feels alive. If it sounds seasick, you're too deep. Pull the amount down immediately. If you want a more realistic wobble later, you can do a two-layer approach. One very slow LFO for wow, and a second faster one for flutter, but with an even smaller amount. And if it gets ugly, reduce the fast flutter first. Now for noise, the secret sauce. Create a new audio track and name it VHS noise. Drop in a tape hiss or vinyl noise sample, anything steady. Put a Q8 on it and high pass around 200 to 600 Hz so it doesn't add mud. Bring the volume way down. You should feel it more than hear it. And here's a really good trick. Make the noise move with the ARP so it feels printed into the signal. Put a gate on the noise track. Enable sidechain, and sidechain it from the jungle ARP track. Adjust threshold so the hiss opens when the ARP plays and closes when it doesn't. Now it sounds like the hiss is riding the synth, like Riedel tape behavior. Now we need to make sure this works with drums, not against them. Add a compressor on the ARP track. Turn on sidechain and choose your drum bus, or at least the kick and snare track. Ratio anywhere from 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Lower threshold until you see about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is not extreme pumping. It's just creating a pocket so the break stays punchy. At this point, do a mono check early. Put utility at the very end of the ARP chain and hit mono for a moment. If the ARP suddenly loses its body, your chorus is probably too strong or too wide. Reduce chorus mix, or later we'll do a smarter width method. Turn mono back off when you're done checking. Now let's arrange it into a 16-bar idea that feels like jungle instead of an endless loop. Bars 1 through 4. Tease intro. Lower the auto filter cutoff. Reduce echo and reverb. You can even simplify the MIDI, like only playing half the pattern so it feels like it's warming up. Bars 5 through 8. Build. Slowly open the filter cutoff. Bring echo feedback up a hair. Maybe boost your accent velocities a little so it feels like it's stepping forward. Bars 9 through 12. Drop support. Full pattern. Sidechain on. Keep space controlled. This is where beginners usually add more reverb, but the pro move is the opposite. Keep it tighter so the drums and bass hit harder. Bars 13 through 16. Variation. Classic trick. Transpose the pattern up 7 semitones for one bar. Then come back. That's a rave signpost. Or swap to the ebb, major note set for a bar or two to imply movement without changing the whole vibe. You can also do a micro stutter at the end. Last note of bar 16, due to very fast repeats, like 1/32 or a little triplet feel, but keep their velocities lower so it feels like a tape hiccup, not an EDM machine gun. If you want more ragga style call and response, try this. Remove notes around the snare hits. In Ableton's bar.beat.16th view, mute a couple of 16ths near beat 2 and beat 4. It creates that snare speaks, synth replies feeling. And if you want extra lift without theory, duplicate the clip and shift every fourth note up an octave, plus 12 semitones, or pull the last note of each beat down an octave for a darker bounce. Same notes, same key, instant movement. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose. If it's foggy, your reverb is too big or too wet. Shorten decay and reduce dry slash wet. If it's out of tune, your pitch wobble amount is too strong. VHS drift is subtle. You're aiming for character, not a broken cassette. If it's boring, your velocities are too flat. Accents and slight length variation will do more than another plugin. If it fights the break, go back to EQ8 and dip a little in that 2.5 to 4.5 kHz zone, and make sure you high past enough low end so the bass owns the bottom. If it sounds wide but disappears in mono, reduce chorus mix or reduce width. Jungle needs to survive in mono more than you think. Now a mini practice you can do in 15 minutes. Build the FAB-C-AB pattern at 174. Apply swing 16 at about 15%. Add your chain, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, echo, reverb. Then make two versions. Version A is cleaner, less chorus, less echo. Version B is VHS, a bit more chorus, tiny pitch LFO, plus the noise track. Then a slash B them with the drums, and pick which one sits better. Sitting better is the win, not sounding bigger soloed. Final recap. You built a jungle arp using a simple minor chord note set, made it bounce with swing and velocity, then added VHS rave color with subtle filter motion, saturation, chorus width, tapish echo and tight reverb, and you made it actually work in a drum and bass mix with EQ hygiene, sidechain, and a 16-bar arrangement plan.